Introduction to Visualization. Some of the things that we will be able to accomplish when we practice visualization are using our imagination to relax, managing stress-related conditions, and creating a safe and relaxing refuge in your mind. You can significantly reduce stress with an enormously powerful force, your imagination. The power of imagination far exceeds that of the will in some individuals. It is really hard to will yourself into a relaxed state. Simply saying, "I need to relax," doesn't do a whole lot for us. But you can imagine relaxation spreading through your body and creating a safe and beautiful place for yourself. When we practice visualization, we find that we get better and better at it, just like everything else. This practice can be effective in treating lots of different types of stress-related illnesses, headaches, muscle spasms, different types of anxiety. But we want to make sure that we take the time to practice, giving yourself that grace and patience to understand that it could take sometimes a couple of weeks to really get the hang of it and start to feel the benefits. There are three types of visualization that we're going to go over, and these can all be found in Chapter 6 of the Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook. If the word visualization isn't quite meaningful for you, maybe thinking of it more as like a daydream or a memory or that inner dialogue that some of us experience on a regular basis. We can harness the power of that imagination and consciously make that choice to try to feel like we are in that space, in that place. The three different types of visualization are receptive visualization, programmed, and guided. With receptive visualization, you relax, try to empty your mind, and create an image of a scene. Sometimes you might ask a question and then wait for a response. That will be included in the receptive visualization audio. With programmed visualization, we create an image but add additional senses like sights, taste, sounds, and smells. We may select a goal and visualize ourselves heading towards the completion of that goal. The third type is guided visualization, and in this one, we even add more detail. We do, however, try to exclude a couple of different things on purpose, and then we wait and we let our subconscious, or maybe our inner guide, fill in those missing pieces for us. For all the different types of visualization, there are a couple of ground rules. First, you want to make sure that you're very comfortable. So if you need to loosen your clothing, maybe lie down in a quiet place, and probably the best thing is to softly close your eyes. We're going to use some of those skills that we gathered in our earlier sessions by scanning our body and releasing the tension in certain muscles if we feel it. Another important piece is to keep that kindness with yourself present throughout. Rather than thinking in the terms of negatives, for instance, "I'm not tense," think of the positive reframing of that. "I'm letting go of my tension." Or you could say something along the lines of, "Tension flows from my body. I can relax it at will. Peace is within me." Continue on to the next sections to practice the three types of visualization.